MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Tim Atkin. He's a master of wine and co-chair of the International Wine Challenge. And truthfully, Tim, appreciate the time. I'm bearing the lead. There's a ton more else that you are. But the key point is you were down in Cape Town just last week. This 2024 South Africa Wine Report, it is a monster document. What, 300 plus pages? It suggests to me that whilst you are UK-based, you're seeing a lot in South African wine.
I do. I mean, I spend a lot of time there, and many people know I'm married to one as well, although I met her in the UK. I go to South Africa three times a year, so it's a big part of my life, really, and it's an exciting part of my life. I really am very enthusiastic about the South African wine scene at the moment.
Is it price? Is it quality? Is it a blend of both? I mean, as a South African, I think we've got brilliant wine at amazing prices, but truthfully, that's pretty much all I drink, so I'm not a fair comment.
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. I think it's both. I think it's price and it's also quality. To be honest, I think some of the cheap stuff is almost too cheap. And I say in the report that I think, you know, South Africa needs to up its average price point for reasons of sustainability, both economic sustainability, but also talking from a personal point of view, really, you know, how you treat your labor and how you reinvest basically in your vineyards. I think the top end, by top end, I mean really anything between 150 rand and above. I mean, it's considered premium in South Africa. If you think that the average price of a bottle of wine is probably 50 rand in South Africa, 150 to 300 rand, so which would in the UK end up being an equivalent of sort of 15 to 30 pounds, I suppose, by the time you pay duty and all those sorts of things. South Africa outperforms almost any country in the world. The very top stuff, which is above 300 rand, I think is a steal. I mean, there are a few wines that are slightly stupidly priced at 2,000 rand a bottle or stuff like that. But I think if you've got 300 rand in your pocket, you can buy some really outstanding stuff.
You're obviously appreciating it. You're obviously singing the stories of it. I mean, are wine drinkers, if I'm in a nice restaurant in London or Paris or New York or Beijing, are South African wines on the menu?
Do you know what? I mean, not enough, I think. I mean, I think it's one of those things that baffles me slightly, because I think in terms of the quality in the bottle and the price you pay for them, they're as good as any country in the world and possibly better value, actually. Has the message got through? It has a little bit in London. It has a bit in Holland, again, I think for historic reasons, the connection between Holland and the Cape. Places like the States, I think really it's slightly struggling. And definitely if you go to China, you know, Beijing, I think it's rare you would see South African wine. I mean, there are a few wineries doing a good job there, but I don't know, what do we do? I mean, I think we need to get the message out more, and it's kind of down to all of us, you know, you South Africans and me as somebody who loves the wines, to talk more and more about them, because I think that the wines are not sufficiently appreciated.
It is, I mean, you know, again, when you think wine, we've got some big estates, we've got some well-known estates in South Africa, but my sense is we've got a lot of sort of more boutiques, smaller estates that are also producing really top-notch and kind of taking it to the big established estates.
Yeah, and I think it's not really necessarily a question of size. I mean, you've said that, really. I think that there's some very good large estates, you know, Canonkop being a very good example, that's making fantastic wines. I mean, Mielas is reasonably sizable in terms of the production of something like Rubicon. But you know, there are also wines, you know, David and Nardi, the Ibn Sardis, the Chris Alhites, who are making bottlings of, you know, 1,000 bottles of wine, really, you know, tiny little things. And I think the industry needs both. But I think your point is a good one, in the sense that what South Africa needs more of would be some bigger brands, you know, a sort of Penfolds type thing. I mean, Penfolds is obviously Australian, but to get the message out, you know, a bit like the Chocolate Block, like Cadet, like Tassique from Rupert and Rothschild. I think if we had 20 of those as opposed to 3 or 4, it would be a good thing for the industry, that there aren't enough wines of volume that are internationally distributed.
I get your point. We sort of need that beachhead into the industry, and then everyone can.
I think we do, because very few people begin by drinking a country's wines, you know, drinking, sort of taking a chance on something that's quite expensive and of which there are 1,000 bottles produced.
Yeah.
I think they could like the idea of something being a brand, and they have the reassurance of a brand, and it could be a, you know, Rupert and Rothschild or a Burgundy Kluwer or a Canonkop, as I said, where people think, oh, I've probably heard of that. And therefore, you know, I don't mind spending 245 rand on a bottle. Mm-hmm. I think asking somebody to spend sort of 500 rand on a Paardeberg Chenin Blanc or something that they've never heard of is a tougher ask, really.
Yeah, I take your point. If we look more globally, how is wine drinking? And I ask it because, you know, beer drinking's under pressure. People are moving to ready to drinks. They're drinking cider. We've suddenly got the Japanese and the Thais making whiskey. How is wine drinking as a global alcoholic beverage?
I mean, not good, to be honest. I mean, I think it's in decline. I mean, I suppose the question is, are people going to drink less but better, or are they just going to drink less? Mm. And I think that younger people, by that I mean people in their 20s and late teens who are coming into wine now, I think they're drinking less wine. One thing that's interesting, and I do mention this in the report, is I think that those consumers have kind of different ethical standards, really. And I think they might be prepared to pay more for wines that have a story, they feel have a sustainable footprint, if you want to call it, determine that way. And I think they're prepared to pay a little bit more for something that they think it has ethical value. I mean, you know, I have no proof for that, but it's just stuff I read and it's anecdotal, really, from talking to kids or friends of mine. So I mean, I think that's kind of our hope, is that the young generation will favour wines with a story and with a backstory as well, and that they will spend a bit more on the wines they want to drink. It won't just be about value, you know, sheer value for money, nothing else. I think that's, it's the unknowable in a sense, but I think globally wine consumption is down, and it's sad for me because I love wine, but you know, it's true.
Yep, sad for me too, but I take your point. The new generation, they're coming through. Every generation is a different and has a different trend. Hopefully wine,
I think so, this. You know, I mean, I've no idea how old you are, but you know, I certainly think my generation has a different set of values from, you know, people in their 40s and certainly people in their 20s. I think they just look at wine and probably alcohol in a different way. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, who knows, maybe they're more interested in RTDs, as you said, or not drinking at all, or marijuana, you know, I mean, whatever, really. I don't know. I think all these things are part of the mix.
Yep, I take your point. I'm old enough to meet with Tussenberg when I was a student, which really dates me, but we'll leave it there.
I know the feeling.
That's Tim Aitken. He's a master wine coach, International Wine Challenge. You find him at timaitken.com. Appreciate the time.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.